This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Going to the post office can take so much time out of a busy schedule. I have a way to bring the post office to you, Stamps.com. It's an approved and licensed vendor of the U.S. Postal Service. All you need is your computer, printer, and Stamps.com to buy and print official U.S. postage for all your letters and packages. It's like having a post office at your fingertips 24/7. It's easy to use and it's convenient. No more trips to the post office standing in line behind GERT. Plus, Stamps.com was awarded the 2010 Software Product of the Year at the American Business Awards. I've used it and friends use it. Quit standing in line behind GERT. Try Stamps.com with my special offer. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $45 of free postage. But only if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage, type in Colin. Stamps.com. Use my name, Colin.
Previously on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you try to pull what you did yesterday and tap me on the shin guard again, we will go.
So you can guess what happened. So despite Daddy being gone for unknown reasons, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. It's just disappointing that we'll miss Daddy's gems like...
That China must have a hell of a bunch of treats. When I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash, my Indiana home. You only put honey on biscuits from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What else do you use honey for? We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California. Yeah!
So today we'll depend on our fearless leader, Doug Duda.
But why would that be the only thing you put out there?
Well, I'm more than willing to help generate conversation.
Really? You have no facts. Don't give me some BS.
Well, okay then. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, the final Friday without football. You realize we have football every weekend until, well, the week before the Super Bowl, and then I guess we have the Pro Bowl, so... From now until February, every weekend, this is the last weekend without football. Oh, I can hear people smiling all across the state of Nebraska as we get ready for the 2010 season. Glad to have you along with us. Again, Daddy is out today. We're reviewing his suspension from Bo Pelini and seeing if he will be held away from this show for another day or whether he'll be back on Monday. We're waiting to hear from Coach to see if that is the case. But we want to hear from you at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Coming up on the show today, we will be talking with Dan Kolomatis, the newest member of the Tri-City Storm. He wasn't going to be a member of the Storm, but all kinds of weird things went on. Kevin Lind was part of a trade with Chicago, and he ends up going to Notre Dame. So now, as a clause there, Dan will be coming to the Storm, and we'll be talking to him about that. Also on the program today, our high school football preview continues with Charlie Shoemaker of Grand Island Central Catholic and getting back into a few more Big 12 interviews. Colby Whitlock, lineman with Texas Tech, is going to join us on the program today. So glad to have you with us. You know, as I went to do the sports this morning, I realized we need football because not much is going on. There is not much going on in the world of sports right now. So we need football, and we need your comments, and we need your suggestions. The big story of the day is, of course, Roger Clemens. And I don't know, does anybody care? Does anybody care? Again, a story that's been going on for so long. Do we care about Roger Clemens, indicted by a federal grand jury for allegedly lying to Congress, and he continues to maintain his innocence? I don't know. Don't we have better things to do? Don't we have better things to do in the federal government than waste our time on an ex-ball player? And I guess the big question here from a sporting standpoint is, does Roger Clemens deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? I say yes. Some people disagree with that. Some people are going to say, well, but not on the first ballot. You know what? Put him in and get it over with. Get Roger Clemens in, get Barry Bonds in, get Sammy Sosa in, get Mark McGwire in. In fact, I guess McGwire, I suppose, out of all of those would be the one that I think would be on the short end there. And Sosa right by him only because McGwire has the home run total and Sammy doesn't, the single season record. But it is what it is. It was what it was in that era. And Are you telling me that there's somebody that wasn't? I mean, A-Rod's going to be in. You can't deny the best players of their era. I mean, when they were playing on a level playing field, everybody was supposedly doing the same thing. So, big deal. If you want to put a little special wing in the Hall of Fame that says these guys played in the 90s and 2000s and they put needles in their butts, well, then so be it. But let's move past this because it's boring and it's old. And the kids, let's face it, right now, if you want to keep baseball as it was for years, America's sport that the kids pay attention to and listen to, which apparently they're not anymore, you can't bore them with stuff like this because they don't care. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN. They don't even know Roger Clemens. These kids in high school, junior high, they don't even know who Roger Clemens is. Remember that. They don't know who Mark McGwire is. They were two when these guys were shining. Barry Bonds has been gone long enough that if you're 13, you don't know who he is. You never saw him play. You never followed his career. They're on to watching Albert Pujols and numerous other studs in Major League Baseball right now. So give us a buzz if you want to comment on Roger Clemens. And the Kansas City Royals had their three-game winning streak snapped. You know, if it gets to three, that's pretty good for KC. And it took Cleveland five runs in the eighth to beat them last night. They rallied for the 7-3 victory. The Royals continue their homestand against the Chicago White Sox tonight. That's about it, folks. When we talk football, high school football, there are a lot of soap scrimmages, Powerade scrimmages, whatever you want to call it now. Back in the day, it was soap so that you'd have soap in the showers for the season. Now they donate anything from power bars to Powerade to drinks to water so that the kids have those as long as they last. That's the cost of admission. Kearney High has theirs at Foster Field tonight at 5 o'clock. All A and B schools begin their high school football season next week, and quite a few Class C and D schools will begin theirs as well. Kearney High, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia will wait a week. Not St. Cecilia, but Adams Central and Hastings, Grand Island Northwest, Grand Island Senior High, all get underway next Friday. And actually, the fall sports season did begin yesterday with select softball and girls golf across the state of Nebraska. They've pushed the state tournaments up. And since school is starting so darn early the way it is anyway, I mean, if you went to high school years ago like I did, you were in school about a week, maybe two, and then you were playing that first football game. Well, some of these kids have been in school a week, 8-9 days, and so they're playing some softball. They've moved the state tournaments up so that they're not in the mid to late October when there's much more chance of the weather being horrible for these kids to play in. So I think it's a good move. It's a good move. Get out and play while you can. If you're going to be in school anyway, you're going to be practicing anyway, you just will get some competition. Kearney beat Lexington yesterday, and the only real significant opening action in softball. The preseason rankings are out. Class A, Papillion La Vista is number one. Grand Island is eighth. In Class B, Blair is number one. McCook is eighth. And in Class C, Friend starts the season at number one. Fillmore Central, Exeter Milligan is fifth. Cozad is sixth. Gothenburg is tenth in those preseason rankings, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star, who also released their high school football Class A rankings today. It looks like maybe they're going to do it a little different and release one class a day getting up to the start of the season. And they have Grand Island in the 7 slot. So we had Bob Jensen in yesterday from Huskerland Prep. He did not have a Grand Island or Kearney ranked. Lincoln puts a Grand Island in the number 7 spot. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Sports Illustrated Steve Russian says on Twitter, lying to congressman, 6-count indictment, lying as congressman, 6-term incumbent. That's funny. If you lie to your congressman, it's a 6-count indictment. But if you are a congressman and lie, well, then you get another 6 years. So there you go. Thanks, Buckaroo. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. A couple of baseball notes that might have slid under the radar in this slow time if you weren't paying attention. Millard South's Blake Headley is going to go to Nebraska and play baseball. The senior hit .394 during the spring and .413 during the summer. The third in-state player to announce they're joining Nebraska after Logan Ehlers in Nebraska City turned down $800,000 with Toronto. And Kyle Kubot of Omaha Creighton Prep also going to Nebraska. And outfielder Boomer Collins is not going to be with the team anymore. He is, according to Coach Anderson, wanting to play at a level lower than Division I so he wouldn't have to sit out a year and wanted to move closer to his home in Texas. So there you go. Boomer Collins will not be with the Huskers anymore to play baseball. So that's the story there. Doug and Daddy Show at 888-455-ESPN. Those are a few news and notes of the day. 888-455-3776. Well, we are pleased to talk a little hockey because, you know, the ice is down if you have been out to the event center. And they're getting ready. They got a couple of exhibition games that are going to be coming up next month. Omaha and Lincoln are coming in on September the 10th and 16th, 7:05. And you can go to the Tri-City Storm website for more information. But welcoming the newest member of the Storm to town, he's a 19-year-old defenseman out of Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Dan Kolomatis joins us on this morning's Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And, Dan, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Where is Dan at right now? What do you got? What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm actually in my bedroom right now, so it's quiet because my dog is pretty loud, so I had to put him outside, and just trying to find a quiet place at home right now.
Now, are you one of those guys that just gets up at this time of the day, or have you already been through a whole day of working out and training, and you've had like three meals already?
Actually, since I'm on the East Coast here, we're an hour ahead of you, so. I've been up for a little while, and I knew I had the interview coming up, so I didn't really do much. I got work at 2 o'clock later, just shooting on goalies. So, I mean, my day wasn't too busy. It's a Friday, so trying to keep it relaxed.
Well, Dan Kolomatis joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk a little hockey, and obviously the glaring question is, what do you think about coming to Kearney? And I guess it could be any place. It's a whole different scenario on how you're going to end up with the Tri-City Storm. Take us through, and for the folks that don't remember, Tri-City and Chicago made a major trade with all kinds of players changing hands at the end of last season, and Kevin Lind was one of four players that came from Chicago to the Storm, but Notre Dame had a kid get injured or move on, and so they had the rights to Lind. Lind was going to play hockey there and had planned to play here this year, but Notre Dame needed him, so they took him, and there was a clause in the trade that if Kevin did not play one single series with the Storm, then Dan Kolomatis would come to Tri-City. Dan, talk about when you got the phone call that said, you're going to Kearney.
It was actually, I was at work, and my Chicago coach, he texted me and said, call me when you get a chance, and I had about 15 minutes left to work, and I was like, man, I wonder what this could be about. And then, sure enough, 5 minutes later, my Billet family from Chicago, the Billet mom, Melissa, she texted me and said, you got traded. Make sure you call coach. We're kind of upset about it. So then I read that, and I was in shock, and I was like, no way. Like, I mean, I never thought Chicago would trade me. I mean, I thought I fit in well there, but I mean, in that clause, it said if Kevin Lind doesn't report, then I have to go. So, I mean, I didn't really ask for a trade, and I was just blown away that it actually happened, and it was like the weirdest way to go. But I mean, if it's in the trade clause, then you got to go. But yeah, I was definitely shocked. All the guys from the Steel, they were calling me, going, "What's going on here?" and all this stuff. But then I talked to the Tri-City coaches, and they explained everything to me. And I mean, it might be, I feel like it'll be a great experience for me going to Tri-City there. And it seems like everyone's nuts about the junior hockey there. So, I mean, I think I'll have fun with it.
Dan, talk about, because obviously every town and every organization is different, but boy, from Chicago to Kearney, A, that's going to be a little bit different, but talk about what Chicago had, what you were expecting with that team and how good they could be this year.
Chicago had a lot of returners, so, I mean, with a bunch of veteran players like that, we could really have done well in the league there, and I thought Coach Pops, he was great recruiting guys and getting that first pick from Tri-City. Adam Krause, he looked like he has a lot of potential to be a good player. And Connor Wilson, the goalie, he's gonna step up huge this year. He did last year. And but coming from Chicago, like, they have a lot to compete with over there with the Bulls, and then you got the Hawks and all that. And having trying to fill that stadium, it's not an easy thing to do, and I feel as if Tri-City, it's so much easier to get fans in the stands, and But playing at home in Chicago, it's not always the greatest thing. But I mean, it is your home rink, so you got to deal with it.
Dan, what's your impressions on Kearney, having a chance to at least play against him if you haven't really hung out here much? What's your initial impressions on the Storm hockey team?
Well, my impressions of Kearney are kind of vague. I mean, I don't really know too much about the area, but my impressions of the Tri-City Storm there, all I heard last year was, if you're not in Chicago, you want to be in Tri-City. The ownership is just great, and they really get treated professionally. You get, like, anything you need, it's taken care of. So, I mean, in that aspect, I really think it's a great place to play, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Couple minutes left here with Dan Kolomatis. He is the newest defenseman for the Tri-City Storm. He played with Kevin Lind in Chicago, of course, and Lind going on to Notre Dame. You're coming out of a hockey family, as most people do. Your brother is in the Kings organization. Talk about that and maybe how it's made things either more easy or more difficult for you as you move along in your career.
Being a younger brother of Dave, I mean, you kind of have big shoes to fill. I mean, he's a great hockey player from what I watch him. And we try and keep in touch, and he's always a great resource for me, to, because he's been through all, like, the same things that I have, and making decisions and really trying to pave your way to get to the NHL. And I mean, he's done a great job with it. And I mean, he's playing in the AHL right now for Manchester. And basically, whenever a choice comes up or a decision that I got to make, I usually give him a call, and we talk about it. We talk about the ups and downs, and I did talk to him quite a bit when I got traded, just to get a feel for what it's like, and how things will go from here, and trying to get to know everyone and fitting in and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, he's a great resource to always have in your back pocket, and we do talk quite a bit about decision making, and he really helps me in that part.
Well, as we get to know you here as well, let's get a couple questions before we get out of the way. What's the highlight of the Dan Kolomatis hockey career so far? I mean, besides being traded to Kearney and Tri-City, what's the highlight of your hockey career?
I mean, Tri-City, that might be number one, but a close second. I don't know. Maybe last season. I mean, it was kind of memorable last season in Cedar Rapids. We were tied in the third period, and I think there was about 4 seconds left, and I actually scored the goal with 4 seconds left to win the game in the third. And just to see the faces, like, on the road in Cedar Rapids was just unbelievable, to score that goal and have, just to see the team's faces, like, of in shock that they just lost. But
and Dan, we talk about all the travel that is involved when you got to get on the bus and go across this big, huge league. You can read a book, you can play cards, you can watch a movie. What does Dan Kolomatis do besides sleep on the bus?
I usually just jam out on my iPod.
What's on the iPod? What do we listen to?
The long trips, I probably listen to John Mayer. I mean, it keeps me relaxed, so I'm not going nuts on my seat in the bus there. But so John Mayer's always on there. A little bit of rap, a little country. Country's pretty big, but coming from Jersey, you got to have rap. So.
Well, you're going to get it all here, brother, and we welcome you to the Tri-City Storm. Can't wait to see you get on the ice, and have a good day at work today and enjoy your weekend, okay?
All right, you too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Kolomatis, defenseman, newest member of the Tri-City Storm. If it's not it's not really weird, but it's still one of the stranger ways a young man has ended up on the Storm. You never know where these kids are going to come from. But, yeah, I mean, a month out of the season, he thinks he's going to be skating with Chicago, and it's a time of the year where you really don't see a lot of movement. You may see some movement now in the next month when you come into the exhibitions and you go into the preseason games in Iowa, but just out of the blue, Dan waiting to skate on the ice here in Kearney, and we're looking forward to welcoming him to the Tri-City Storm. Man, it's incredible. Skip Berry is here in the studio. Skip, you got a couple of exhibition games coming up. Tell me about those.
Well, yeah, we got a couple exhibition games September 10th, and I think what you're going to see in the exhibition this year, and you probably won't see a lot of Dan Kolomatis. I mean, you probably see him, you know, for maybe one or two of those games in the Fall Classic, but I think what you're going to see is a lot of guys trying to make the team. You got 31 guys coming into town, and I know head coach Drew Shenick is trying to find the best 23 players for October 1st opener against Lincoln, and it'll be an exciting time if you're wanting to go see hockey at a little discounted rate and an opportunity to see guys fight for a roster spot on this team. You'll certainly see that, and it'll be exciting because it is going to be Omaha and it's going to be Lincoln, and I think the fact that that's the opening weekend as well, and you get to see them first in the exhibition, then the opening weekend, it could set up for a pretty good year.
Well, you get a chance to hate them early. So, you know, fired up about that.
I think everybody already hates him right now.
Hey, Skip, thanks for the help, and it's not too long. How soon do the kids get in and officially have the first practice?
Well, we got some guys coming in this weekend. In fact, Kenny Brooks is in town with Mario Piskarich, and so they're already back right now because they wanted to get a little extra week of workout. They have to report by September 1st. Everybody has to be in town. They have the fitness testing. They'll have a light week of really practice, just kind of get ready to go. And then when head coach Drew Shenick comes back from the birth of his daughter upcoming here, he'll be back into town to get them ready for the rest of that week going into the game against Omaha. So pretty much right now, guys are in town and are right now enrolled into high school. Those guys are getting ready right now. In fact, they're working out as we speak at the arena, trying to get things ready here. So it's definitely an exciting time when you see these guys starting to come in. There's a lot of guys that know that they have to be on this team and be a leader, and so they're coming at it, trying to encourage the guys coming in. And I think it's going to be a really exciting year to see some of these guys develop and mature.
All right, buddy. Voice of the Storm, Skip Barry. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. Enjoy waiting for football like I am.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. I've realized that I may have underplanned my final free weekend. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Colby Whitlock, lineman for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Will they be a bust or will they be the surprise of the entire Big 12? Plus, Charlie Shoemaker, head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, back after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop and Kearney. Online at KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
Checking out our forecast, throughout our Friday, calling for that blend of sun and clouds. We'll have our high temperature rebounding close to that 90-degree mark for tonight. Mostly clear, low near 66, and then for Saturday, mainly sunny, high in the middle 90s. Currently 75.
It's the Nugget Daddy Show. Really? No Aerosmith? No Sammy Hagar?
I thought you got one.
I don't even see any up on there for the rest of the day. What am I going to do with you?
I can take requests. Get help a brother out.
We'll work on that. See, but that's why you're still on probation, Merritt. You know, not just because Tony doesn't like you, but because of things like this. You're on probation.
Yeah.
Hey, lunch, folks, and you can save some money. Get your coupons online anytime for Godfather's Pizza. It's pretty simple. Godfatherspizza.com. You can get, how about that? You can get free, get medium one topping, get a free one, save $4 on a jumbo, $3 on a large, and so on, medium, small, whatever you want. I didn't even know they made small pizzas anymore. Just one for you. Just a little pizza for you. Go to godfatherspizza.com and print off the coupons. I mean, seriously, if you're walking down the street and there's a $5 bill on the sidewalk, you're going to pick it up, right? Well, then why wouldn't you get online to godfatherspizza.com and get your coupon? It's free money. And their lunch buffet is served 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Tuesday, yep. Sunday, they're open, they're there. They're there for you. 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 11-11. 7 days a week, that buffet is only $6.50 and includes the salad bar. So all your favorite pizzas, maybe a little monkey bread, maybe a little pasta, a little salad bar, put a little dressing on. It's all there, and it's only $6.50. Plus, they'll deliver or pick up. If you need the number, it's 234-9444. That's not hard to remember. 234-9444, and they can cater for you. They have rooms for private parties. If you want to have a little birthday party, a little get-together, a little meeting, a little office getaway, and all of their several big-screen TVs right there on ESPN so you can enjoy sports while you eat. Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, North 2nd and 42nd in the Archway Plaza, just west of Complete Nutrition. Check them out today and online at godfatherspizza.com. Colby Whitlock from Texas Tech is our latest Big 12 football interview from our trip down to Dallas and Big 12 Media Days. Seems more like it was yesterday, but boy, we have played so many interviews and talked to so many great coaches and young folks that are going to be strapping them up for their respective teams and members of the national media. And today, Colby Whitlock from Texas Tech. Again, it's going to be interesting to see what the Red Raiders do. A lot of people have faith in Tommy Tuberville. And again, Daddy and I have talked about this. I don't think Tony's actually said Texas Tech is going to do great because I think he picked them fourth or fifth in the South. I think it's feast or famine. I'm not sold on A&M, and I'm not sold on Tech, and it's just because Oklahoma and Texas have always been 1-2, and until somebody can step in and do something, yes, Tech was in that three-way tie a couple of years ago that sent Texas and Oklahoma into that weird deal and a lot of hurt feelings between those teams. But can Texas Tech get back there? All of our Big 12 Media Days interviews brought to you by Bruce Furniture, brucefurniture.com. All sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. You can check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Continuing coverage of the Big 12 Conference Football Media Days here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We continue our Red Raider chat with Texas Tech's Colby Whitlock. Daddy, it says something here that he plays defense at Texas Tech. What does that mean?
It's a weird concept, but you know what? If you listen to Coach Tuberville, they're going to do it a little bit or quite a bit more than they have in the past, something they are really emphasizing this year. But I will tell you one thing interesting about Colby Whitlock, Doug. When he's in the Tri-Cities, it's all Bruce Furniture all the time. That's where he buys his furniture.
That's it. That's where I go.
Hey, Colby, welcome to Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for stopping by today, and you know what? It's defensive time at Texas Tech.
Coach Tuberville coming in and him hiring James Willis out of Alabama. It's been a little bit of a change going on around the field house.
It's easy sometimes to see change on offense. Maybe for the fan it's not so easy to see the change on defense. Talk about some of the changes that you're already seeing.
Well, coming up here, we're going to go – last year we ran the 4-3, and Coach Willis is going to switch it up to 3-4. And, I think everything's going to be a lot more aggressive. They're going to try to hide blitzes and do different things, compared to the past where we really didn't do some of those things. We more or less just lined up and played ball. But I think Coach Willis is trying to, take to the next level and do the best he can.
You're right in the middle of that 3-4, nose tackle, one of the nastiest positions on the field. Is that a natural position for you, or were you a tackle? Did they move you inside? What's been your progression at Tech?
No, it's pretty much natural for me. When I came in, started from my freshman year until last year, I played a G, between the center and the guard, and I was always in the middle. And But, you know, it's pretty, it comes pretty natural. I guess I'm just that type of guy.
Troby Whitlock joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nose tackle for Texas Tech. Overall, we've asked some of the guys this. What's it been like with all the coaching changes from a player's standpoint? We went through it up in Nebraska a couple of years ago, and everybody, it seems like anymore, unfortunately, ends up going through it once in their career. What's it been like so far for you guys?
You know, there's been some change around the field house. Things are a little more structured. You know, we walk in and we know.
A little more?
Yeah. I mean, we're wearing suits here, you didn't notice. But, you know, we walk in, we know what's going on from, you know, the moment we show up to, you know, the moment we leave. And, you know, with Coach Tuberville and the way he runs things, everything went very smooth, as smooth as possible, and it's been great so far.
You know, people can, from the outside can say, you know, Mike Leach is a screwball, and he was a fun interview to have and yuck it up with. You know, I'm almost guessing that 90% of your team still has an affection in their heart for Coach Leach and what he did for you guys. Just your overall thoughts on him and what he meant to this program.
Oh, yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, for the most part, loved Leach, and you know, it's an unfortunate situation, and it happened. So, you know, everybody just had to move on and, you know, do what's best for the university and the team. But, yeah, no hard feelings at all there.
You, Duncan, Bird are going to be the guys that are going to have to anchor this. Give us a couple of new names that you've seen develop here, whether it was last season, whether it was in spring ball, that folks are going to get to know their name if Tech's defense is going to be what you guys want it to be.
You know, Cody Davis was, I think, our strong safety last year, and he's fresh, an All-American. He did great, and he's played great. A kid named Kerry Hyder is on step up on the defense line. You know, he's really surprised me a lot this summer, and Sam Fajoko, he's going to be backing Brian up as that stand-up outside rush guy for us. There's going to be a lot of guys. You know, we got some guys that, you know, their name ain't out there very much, but we still got a lot of ball players. And, you know, I feel comfortable with the defense we're taking on the field.
Colby, the defensive end position still seems to be up in the air at this point, much like the quarterback position, I guess. You got people battling. Who do you see emerging when you start the season with SMU?
Well, you know, it just depends on who's clicking that week or at that time, and who's progressed the most, and, you know, who's really caught the coach's, you know, Coach Willis's eye. But as far as that, you know, it's anybody's, you know, it's anybody's game. You know, everybody looked great, you know, in the spring.
Texas Tech, during your tenure, has come onto the national spotlight as a team that can do a lot of things, a top 10 team. The Texas games, you're getting on national television. You're going to start with them. I suppose, is that a good thing to start with Texas? It's only the third game, but, boy, it gets you motivated that you got to be ready to go early on this season.
Yeah, you know, we played Texas third game last year, but, you know, you got to get up for every game at this level, you know. You know, everybody's on scholarship, and everybody's got a coach that's paid pretty well. And I mean, you got to show up every week. But you know, with Texas, you know, being a conference game, third game of the year, when it comes, we're going to be ready to play.
Colby, being that starter since your freshman year, obviously you're dreaming of playing on Sundays. I'm guessing that next level. Is that something you think about as you enter this season?
Yeah, you know, I'd love to have that opportunity and for it to work out to me. You know, I want to give it my best shot and. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that, too.
Is there anybody you watch on Sundays? Is there anybody during your career that you try to mold your game after a little bit?
Kelly Gregg, Baltimore Ravens, played at OU for a while back in the day, and he was a really good wrestler in high school. And, you know, he's somebody I watch every chance I get, and he's definitely a player.
We appreciate the time for you stopping by today.
Thank
Colby,
you.
And best of luck this season. Stay healthy, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Colby Whitlock. He is a great lineman on the defensive side for the Texas Tech Red Raiders, and that is our Bruce Furniture Big 12 football preview here on this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Bruce Furniture says whether you doze in a lazy boy or a lane recliner while watching the pennant races, PGA, or when the NFL and college football season gets going, it is the place to get rest and relaxation. I can't believe those are the prices. Find that in your couch cushion. Take it into Doug and Mike, and they're going to set you up beautiful, comfortable, lazy boy lane recliners at Bruce Furniture. 888-455-ESPN. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox. Coming up on Monday's show, Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert will be joining us. We had a chance to talk with the new quarterback who was thrown into the mix of the national championship game. You know, wow. How long is it to the bowl game? Yeah, I'm the backup. Blah, blah, blah. Bam! You're into the national championship game and not doing so well in the first few moments and then playing well in the second half. Can that help his confidence as he gets ready to carry Texas into what they hope can be another run at a national title? So Garrett Gilbert going to join us on the show coming up on Monday. Plus, Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz, as Hastings College and UNK continue preparations for the season. UNK starts a week from tomorrow against Wayne State. By the way, drove by campus today. Something must be going on there. A lot of cars. Don't know what it is. Just a lot of people around campus today for some reason. Hey, tomorrow night, don't forget UNK having your chance to get involved and meet the coaches and some of the teams with their Loper Under the Light kickoff event. It is tomorrow night from 8 to 10 at Cope Stadium. Admission is free. Activities all over the place. Attendees will be able to engage in a fan day for about the first hour. Then there's a pep rally in the second hour where the coaches and teams are introduced. So students, fans of the Lopers, head out tomorrow night from 8 to 10. This weekend, the Corps' three-man, two-day scramble is at Gibbon Valley View. We understand there's just a couple of spots left, so if you're looking for somewhere to golf this weekend, it looks like it's going to be a nice one to get the clubs out, and the season is winding down, and this is always a fun one, a cash tournament, a Calcutta, the stake feed on Saturday night, tee times on Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m., and then in the afternoon, so there's a staggered tee time. Give them a call and find out more. Flag prizes available as well. 308-468-5884, 308-468-5884. Get your three-man team in for Saturday and Sunday's Coors three-man scramble at Gibbon Valley View. Get a hold of the golf course, 308-468-5884. They'll get you in. It's always fun at the Coors three-man scramble at Gibbon Valley View. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here before we go to a break. Charlie Shoemaker, Grand Island Central Catholic head football coach, is going to join us. Jordan and Carney says, hey, Doug, let's talk about LeGarrette Blount, future boxing champ. He's showing potential over the past year or so. Boy, evidently, if you know the right magic word, maybe he was hypnotized as a youth, and somebody says a word, and then he just punches him. That is not good for him in a preseason camp to be pounding somebody on his own team with another punch to the face. But again, you know, I want to know, was he goaded into it? You see the replay on television, but did one of the veterans or the guy that he punched, did he say something? Is he goading him along a little bit? I don't know, and you hate to see that. But I would say maybe not a boxing career, Jordan, but maybe more MMA. I'd be going MMA. Again, we go out to Indiana. I don't want to have a back-and-forth fight with this all the time, but it is kind of fun. Mike said, you know what? I heard you play that song again. And what song is that?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Mike, was that the song you were referring to? Oh, okay. Mike says, just like the many Huskers I know, you just don't know when the parade is over. By the way, I noticed the Huskers ran scared from Big Bad Texas. Oh, we don't want to play Texas. They're going to beat us. What did Chip Kelly and the Irish do? Well, we gladly took your spot, and we'll show you how it's done. Of course, Irish Mike referring to that they have signed a 4-year deal later this decade for Notre Dame and Texas to battle. And then I get this little ditty, as Irish Mike says, only two more weeks to college football. He has rewritten the Irish fight song here. Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Spit on Doug and Daddy, cursing our name. Send a volley, cheer on high. Kick Doug in the groin, punch Daddy in the eye. Whoa, Mike, why the hostility? Irrational Notre Dame Irish fan. Good Lord. You know what? What's going to make me feel better about that, though? Grilling it up from Troutman's all week long. Troutman's USDA certified Angus beef, quality steaks that are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. And it's that time of the year where the tomatoes are ripe and the bacon. Why? If you're going to make a BLT with a garden fresh tomato and great lettuce, and you toast up that bread and you put whatever you want, mayo, butter, or some other concoction, don't screw it up with bad bacon. Troutman's is the place to go for your BLT bacon, or if you just want a little bit of breakfast. You can get regular bacon. They've got the peppered bacon. It's all so, so good. Plus spices and sauces for your ribs. They'll get you set up there. Saw some ribs last night when I was out of town. Got a hankering for those. And fresh sausage, check it out, garlic and hot Italian. And you can put it all on your Green Mountain Grill. You're going to be getting into tailgating, folks, whether it's the Huskers, whether it's the Lopers, whether it's the Broncos. Maybe you just like to do it before you go out for the high school game of the week. Kerry can get that Green Mountain Grill for you. Don't think that, oh, the summer's over, I'll wait till next year. Why? It's not over. We've got a couple weeks in August, September, October. You're going to be grilling out into November and then hopefully December a little bit. So check it out, and you can always wash it down with the great selection of domestic and imported wines at Troutman's Quality Meats. Max Creek Wines and Superior State Wines, it's all there for you. Steak, bacon, sausages, whatever you want. Put some snack sticks in. I'll see you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. When we return to the Doug and Daddy Show, Charlie Shoemaker will join us to talk Central Catholic football after this.
AutoZone. Get your car fired up for summer with a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. New spark plugs are a great way to get better gas mileage and performance. Right now at AutoZone, you can save $1.25 per plug after mailing rebate on long-lasting Autolite Platinum Spark Plugs. Limit 16. See store for details. Make sure your car can beat the heat. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to...
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Checking out our forecast throughout our Friday, calling for that blend of sun and clouds. We'll have our high temperature rebounding close to that 90-degree mark for tonight. Mostly clear, low near 66, and then for our Saturday, mainly sunny, high in the middle 90s. Currently 75.
Doug and Daddy, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sammy Hagar's encore last night. Hagar and Aerosmith, you know what? You just never know. I probably would never have went to just a Sammy Hagar concert unless it was at Cabo, which now I want to get tickets and just go to Cabo. That's all there is to it. Great show last night at the Quest Center in Omaha. First chance to see Aerosmith. It's amazing. The last couple times they came to Omaha, it was like state basketball or football playoffs. Just one of those nights where you just can't even, beg out and slip out. So it was a great chance to go see those. Oh, it's a long drive home, though. Daddy, where were you? Still gone. Still suspended. We'll see if Bo Pelini will let him back on the show here in the near future. Doug and Daddy's show as we continue our high school football preview. We catch up with one of our old friends, Charlie Shoemaker, with Grand Island Central Catholic. And boy, in the first year of the Crusader helm, it was a great year for GICC. And Coach Shoemaker joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy show. Coach, great to catch up with you again. How's it going?
It's going all right. How you doing?
Well, we're ready for football. Are the Crusaders ready for are the Crusaders ready for football?
Yeah, I think we are. You know, we're in our second week here, and we're getting tired of each other, and we're ready to do something new. So,
Coach, we've talked to a lot of teams that they'll say they have letter winners returning, but maybe just don't have a lot of starters returning. You've got a pretty good shot here as starters, 10 overall, 6 on offense, 4 on defense, and that's got to be a good feeling. Are you a little farther ahead in fall camp than maybe you were last year, especially with it being your first year last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, the learning curve obviously smaller here this year. We've been doing quite a bit in the summer as far as just getting people on the same page. And our skill guys are real good, and they're doing some nice things right now. We just got to shore up our line.
Did you think you could have the year that you did have last year? There's always optimism, but boy, you run the table until St. Cecilia in the last game. You win a game in the playoffs. Had to be about as well as you would have ever imagined, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you kind of just take them one at a time, and we just kind of did that. And we had a couple nice wins early that probably gave us some confidence. And we had a nice group of seniors that had played a little bit, you know. And I think they were a little uncertain at first, but then as we got things rolling, they just, you know, they really played with a lot of confidence.
That is so true that when you go into the year, if you can just get something, anything, into a positive mode, whether it's a great game or picking up some wins, talk about how that changes the kids, because they're 16, 17. They're not sure what's going on out there. After you got those first couple of wins, could you tell a vast difference in those gentlemen?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and obviously it makes practices a lot easier to get motivated, and you got things to shoot for. And when you know you're going to go out there on Friday, and you're going to have an opportunity to win. And like you said, I mean, they're 16, 17 years old, and they're kind of just doing what they're told at that point. But then, you know, when they start to take that team on themselves is when you really have some good things happen.
Well, let's talk about this football team. Charlie Shoemaker, the head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Where do you see the strength of this football team going into the first game?
Our skill guys are really good, and, you know, we just need to find ways to get them the ball and get them the ball in space. And, you know, we've got the Clunder kid from Valentine that moved in, and then the Stoltenberg kid at receiver, and Clunder's our quarterback. And we got, you know, Seth Wardine and Garrett Coble in the backfield. I mean, those guys have played a ton of football here in Grand Island, and they're just really great kids. They're real coachable, and just you couldn't ask for some better kids. You know, and then we got some other role players. I mean, we got Tyler Staub and O'Connor, and those guys, I mean, they can catch the ball. We got a strong group of receivers, and we got a good stable of running backs. We just got to fill in our depth at line.
You're going to have to find a quarterback, and somebody you know is in that race that maybe you have breakfast with every once in a while. How tough is that? Because we've had a slew of coaches' kids that are in the mix for positions this last year. How tough is that to weigh things out when you're the coach and the dad?
You know, the biggest thing is you try to work with them as much as you can and on your own if you want to. And but it's just, you know, just having an open mind with it, and you let the play on the field kind of speak for itself. And I tell you, it's really been a tough competition at that position, and not even just with the Klunder, with Caleb Klunder, but also Kyle Simons is kind of our third guy. But if we were to start today, I could feel pretty comfortable with any one of those guys being our quarterback. So it's a nice situation to have, and the good thing is, you know, if he doesn't play quarterback, then they're going to play somewhere else. I mean, we find a spot for him and get our athletes on the field.
Charlie Shoemaker of Grand Island Central Catholics with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, personnel-wise, will we see any significant changes because of the personnel, what you have to do offensively or defensively, or are we going to see the same Crusader style that we saw last year?
Oh, I think you'll see a lot of the things. You know, we'll mix the pass and the run, and you know, we'll get things going that way. A lot of option game and the running game and our 90 package with the passing game, and we're just going to try to keep things opened up and find the best way we can to get our kids the ball.
Talk about having a team, and unless they really bulked up here over the last couple months in the weight room, this is categorized as a quick team. We've seen the athletes in all the other sports over there, but you don't have a lot of 260-pound linemen. Talk about how that makes it one strategy when you're short and quick as opposed to a real physical team.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, not a lot of people have that either. I mean, it's just, unless you go down the road to St. Cecilia and they've got 10 to 12 of those guys. But but here we just don't have them. And so you just find ways to get off the ball quick and teach kids to be physical and really don't even look at that size. You know, you still run your same things, and our veer game and our midline game that we run is really well suited for that, getting off the ball quick, getting on linebackers and not blocking everybody on the line and doing some read things. So we'll probably do more of that stuff this year than we've done in the past. And you know, we're not going to line up and power anybody, but we're going to find a way to get the ball into the end zone, and that's kind of our goal. And defensively, you know, we have to do some different things. We got to get creative and get some stunts going and some blitzes and you know, use our speed and make sure we're in good position there.
Well, and because of the state scheduling, it looks like the true rival is opening night test at St. Paul, who had a great year last year. So game one's going to be a real fun one.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody asks me what's going to be our toughest game. And no matter what year it is, I say game one. But I really believe they're going to be a real tough opponent, and it'll be interesting to see how they fare against Broken Bow in week zero. So it's going to be a battle, and there's no question about that. Our kids know it, and we're preparing for that.
Well, interesting. Then you play a lot of teams non-district that aren't in the area with Centennial, Milford, Fairbury. They send you down to the east and southeast corner, and your district is full of teams that are going to be looking to improve. Minden, the last game of the year, probably will be for that district title, and then three other teams that are trying to get their programs pointed in the right direction, and it looks like at least a couple of them are making strides. Just a quick comment on your district.
You know, and it's exactly what you're saying there. I mean, I would say it's an improving district, and, you know, the last 2 years they've struggled a lot with some of those teams, but I see some things that are happening with those teams that are positive, and they're doing some nice things over there, and you know, so we're going to have to be ready every week to play our best football. I mean, and as soon as we stop thinking that way, then we're going to be in trouble. So we've got to make sure we're ready to go, and it doesn't matter who we're playing or what game it is, we've got to be 100% ready and on our task.
And, Coach, I don't think we really mentioned too much about the defense, and coaches love great defense. How do you like yours right now?
You know, like I said, our speed is really, I think, superior to a lot of teams, you know, and it's going to be a lot of things that we're going to have to move people around and get some movement with our defense. And we got some really, you know, really good athletes in the defensive secondary, and we've got to communicate better. But we've got a nice linebacking core, and of course, depth at every position is what you're looking for, especially, you know, after you get to week two and people start getting banged up and things like that. But I feel like we're going to be in pretty good shape. You know, we've got to utilize our speed, and we've got some physical kids, so we're kind of excited about it.
All right, buddy, good luck on the season. Good luck at St. Paul on the opening game on the 3rd of September, and we look forward to following and catching up with you again later on in the season.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You bet. Charlie Shoemaker, head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic. 8-2 last year, 7-0 start, then lost to St. Cecilia and won their opening round playoff game. Look for good things for them again here in 2010. And look for good things on the menu and on the television screens when you visit the folks at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Stop in this weekend because they're open 7 days a week for you. Chicken wings, pizza, burgers, steak, salad. It's there for you. Maybe you just want a little appetizer. They're going to do that for you. Maybe you want something that's going to fill the belly up for the whole day. That's there for you as well. Lunch specials every day. Great food and drink specials every night. And you can kick back and watch the pennant races on all their HD TVs because there's not a bad seat in the house. Enjoy some Keno. Watch the golf. Watch whatever you want. All the analysis on the NFL and college football and some NFL preseason games as well. And don't forget their new items on the menu, including the walleye dinner, broiled walleye fillets seasoned in your choice of Cajun, lemon pepper, or you can even put one of their 13 wing sauces on it, served with two chicken coop sides. You're going to love it. And don't forget the party room as well, downstairs for all of your birthdays or start of the year parties. Maybe you just had a little something going on at the office. They'll get that there for you as well. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We're back to wrap things up on this Friday show. Put a little bow on the week after this.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Summer Safety Event. Through August 23rd, save on all tires. All tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, get an all-wheel vehicle alignment for only $69.99 on most cars. And Spectrum Conventional Motor Oil is now on sale for only $149 a quart. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
I don't know, maybe you're one of those individuals who doesn't want to save money on car insurance. Maybe you're an alien from another planet. Maybe on your world the words saving and money have no meaning. Well, I feel sorry for you. But around here, if you want to save money on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. Just like 4 million humans switched to GEICO last year. Welcome to planet Earth.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Stop by Cunningham's Journal to join their Modified Fantasy Football League. Unlike other leagues where you draft teams, you just choose players each week. The best part is they have a 100% payout of money put into the league, weekly prizes, and a big end-of-the-year prize. Also, to help entice the excitement on NFL Sundays, Cunningham's Journal will be running the Sunday Training Camp Special. $1.50 drafts all day, so grab some friends. Go to Cunningham's Journal, watch your favorite team play, score your fantasy teams, and make it an NFL party every week.
The Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier seeks and destroys mold and mildew associated with flooding and water damage. If you've recently had water damage or flooding and are looking for a way to eliminate odors and protect your family against the health risks mold can bring into your home, you need the Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier by Sunheat. The Mountain Air also relieves symptoms associated with allergies, asthma, and respiratory problems. Get your Mountain Air today at Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Checking out our forecast, throughout our Friday, calling for that blend of sun and clouds. We'll have our high temperature rebounding close to that 90-degree mark. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 66. And then for our Saturday, mainly sunny, high in the middle 90s. Currently 75.
Don't forget, a lot more previews of high school football teams, and we'll even talk a little volleyball and the rest of the fall sports coming up next week. College football preview, Huskers, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. Boy, you're going to want to pick up your Sunday paper if Bo's letting them back into practice Saturday. Should be amazing. And don't forget, Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, part of the Big Red Lunches, sponsored by Complete Nutrition, where you can look better, feel better, and perform better. Complete Nutrition in Kearney is sponsoring our Big Red Lunches in 2010. Join us for lunch at Kearney and Grand Island every Wednesday between September 1st through November the 24th, kicking off at Home Federal Bank in Grand Island on Wednesday, September the 1st. We'll be at Cunningham's Journal. We'll be at Schroeder's Smoked Foods throughout the year, and we will keep you up to date on that, as we have every Wednesday with Sean Callahan and Steve Sipple doing lunch, talking Huskers, and one of the two will be there for question and answer sessions, breaking down the game, letting you know all that is going on, plus plenty of prizes, sponsored by Complete Nutrition, and it all begins Wednesday, September 1st at noon at Home Federal Bank in Grand Island. For more information, you can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, I think that's enough to get us out of here. I don't know. Any report from Daddy? Still on suspension. I don't know. We'll see if he's back Monday. I have no idea. Nobody tells me anything around here. I'm just going to go listen to Aerosmith and Hagar all weekend. Enjoy your weekend, folks. It's the last one before football. So lose a golf ball, catch a fish, go camping, have fun with the kids. That's the most important thing. Have a little fun out there this weekend, and we will see you back here Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show when we catch up with Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz and UNK football coach Daryl Morris. It's game week for the Lopers. Texas quarterback Garrett Gilbert, our conversation with him as well. And we want to thank Colby Whitlock from Texas Tech, along with Charlie Shoemaker, the head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, and the newest member of the Tri-City Storm, Dan Colomatis, for joining us on this Friday show. Have a great weekend, everyone, and if you miss any of it, you can always go to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, Loft, and Courtyard at ESPNSuperstation.com. We will see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.